This week's episode of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast is brought to you by the boots that Greg Bird is wearing. Those must be customs. Have you seen them from New Balance? As long as the guy stays healthy, I don't even care.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Here's radio host and lifelong Yankees fan, Ralphie Aversa.
Episode number 5 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast is on. My name is Ralphie Aversa. You can find me at Ralphie Aversa, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find us at Pinstripe Lanes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PinstripeLanesPodcast.com, and of course all your favorite podcasting sites, including iTunes and Google Play. All right, so no guests this week. We were supposed to have, I thought we were going to have, somebody from Levi's on. Why Levi's? I'll explain in just a second, but we will cover what Levi's was doing at Yankee Stadium this past week, because it was kind of interesting, a different concept, and something I think that we're going to be seeing a lot more of, not just at Yankee Stadium, but at other arenas and sporting venues throughout the country these next couple years, as all these different brands kind of integrate and get their hands into the pot that is people spending their disposable income on sports. So we will talk about the Levi's thing in just a second. Also, did something I haven't done in quite a while this past weekend on the Memorial Day weekend. I scalped tickets, like straight up scalped from Craigslist. But in the process of doing that, I really got to spend a lot of time with StubHub this past weekend. And so I'll give you a little bit of an update as to the best practices for getting the best bang for your buck on StubHub. So we will cover that as well. And if you want to talk a little Yankees, look, I mean, obviously the team is on fire. They just keep winning series after series after series. We're taping this Wednesday night. Maybe you're listening to this Thursday morning on your way into work, or Thursday afternoon, hopefully on your way out of work. The Yankees about to kick off a four-game series in one of my favorite away visiting ballparks. If I didn't have other plans this weekend, I would be heading down to Baltimore, down 95, to go check out the Yanks at Camden Yards. I'd be going over to Pickles to get my Bloody Mary and maybe my $5 beer. And then I'd be walking outside to grab myself a crab cake with a little Old Bay. And then I'd be walking into the stadium. By the way, if you are headed to Baltimore this weekend, we'll give you a little bit of a tip. Not a lot of people know this, but we'll give you a little bit of a tip on buying beer inside the stadium at a discount. We got that coming up for you here on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. So a lot to cover on this busy show, and we get it all rolling, as Mike Francesa would say, right after this. All right. All right, episode 5 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. As I mentioned, a lot to cover. We start with Levi's and what they were doing inside Yankee Stadium this past week. At least Levi's wasn't there for the Oakland A's series, or if the Giants were coming to the stadium this year, the San Francisco Giants series. Levi's, based on the West Coast in San Francisco, and they actually had one of their sports marketing people in Yankee Stadium for this, I think, along with some other local staffers, because they do, Levi's does have a flagship store with a custom tailor for all of your jeans needs in Soho. However, Levi's has a partnership with Major League Baseball. They do some merchandising for MLB. Now, obviously, when you talk about MLB merchandising partners, the first ones that come to mind, Majestic, which does all the on-field uniforms and other on-field warm-up attire, Nike, which has a number of different athletes and does some of the undergarments, some of the dry fit stuff. Then you have New Balance, you have Under Armour, trying to think what other, there's Mizuno, obviously. You have some like offshoot ones like that, so on and so forth. You have Rawlings, obviously, which does some of the equipment. But then you do have like Vineyard Vines now does a line of MLB apparel. Obviously, Fanatics, which is a retailer and has partnered with MLB for its online shop, also has its own line of original apparel. And then you have some other offshoots as well. Mitchell & Ness, there's another one. And then how about Levi's? So Levi's now does long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, men and women, unisex. And then they also do jean jackets for men and women. And what they were doing inside Yankee Stadium this past weekend was a pop-up shop, which is a very trendy thing in fashion. A lot of music artists will do it. For example, Justin Bieber or Kanye West or Chainsmokers will come to New York City and they'll do a pop-up shop for a couple days inside Soho. There's exclusive merchandise there, so on and so forth. Maybe the artist will stop by. Well, what Levi's did, a pop-up shop in the Great Hall at Yankee Stadium, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they were doing custom jean jackets. So instead of going to Fanatics or the Yankee Team Store and buying a jean jacket that you could buy anytime, anywhere, you could actually go pick out a white Levi's jacket, which they don't sell the white ones online for MLB apparel, and then you could have it customized with your own logos either on the front or back. And if you use MasterCard, which of course is a Yankee Stadium partner, you got 20% off. By the way, they run a number of different specials with MasterCard in Yankee Stadium. One in the Yankees team store, I believe if you spend over $200 with your MasterCard, you get like a $50 credit or like over $250. And then they also run some meal specials with MasterCard, including a family plan where you get like, I think, four drinks and then the bucket of chicken tenders and fries for like $30, which, hey, to feed a family of four for $30 in the stadium, again, one of the misnomers that the stadium's not affordable. Again, it's a misnomer. So regardless, Levi's there. And I went, I spoke with Kelly, who works at Levi's. I thought she was going to be on the show this week. She kind of went MIA on me. I think, look, because of the holiday weekend and she was traveling, I believe, back and forth, she had to get it cleared with PR people as well. And that never really came to fruition. But I did buy a jacket. And my friend had a MasterCard on her, so I paid her back, but she hooked me up with that 20% discount. Ended up coming out to like $100, which now, again, if you were to buy the jacket and get, say, a 20 or 25% discount code on Fanatics, it would be cheaper. However, I have a white denim jacket, which I really wanted, and B, something that's completely custom to me. I got the Yankees top hat logo on the left breast of the jacket, and I have nothing on the back. Normally, there's a logo on the back, a big logo. They did give me the big interlocking NY. If I want to iron it on, I guess I could, but I probably won't. So yeah, not bad. $100 out the door, $95, I believe, in change with tax, and or no tax because it was clothing and it's New York. And there you go. So I thought it was pretty cool that Levi's did this and that they are also offering a discount. And again, I think this is going to be a trend that you see. You know, New Era already offers some exclusive merchandise in the stadium. And I think Majestic may have done this as well. And certainly sometimes around, you know, when they honor a player and they do a day for a player, it's not uncommon for them to have exclusive merchandise and apparel in the stadium only to kind of entice you to buy it. Of course, there's an upcharge on it as well. So that's why I thought it was so cool that Levi's was doing this and there wasn't really that much of an upcharge and they were offering a discount depending on your method of payment. So shout out to Levi's for that. And shout out to my new white denim jacket, which if you haven't seen, you can check it out on our Instagram at Pinstripe Lanes or at pinstripelanespodcast.com. All right, scalping, StubHub, why I bought tickets via Craigslist this past weekend, and if you're going to go the StubHub route, the best time to buy tickets ahead of a game. How long should you wait? I will let you know next. And welcome back, episode 5 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast, trying to give you some tips as you navigate through the Yankee Stadium. There you go. That's the hashtag they use for the food. I didn't use any of that hashtag at all when I sat champions. I crossed the moat again and sat champions this past Saturday night when I was at Yankee Stadium, saw the Yankees lose, the only game they would lose to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at the stadium. That was the game Saturday night that was on Fox. They were up 4-1. And then Sonny Gray, ya boy. Oh, man, what a mess. So I bought my tickets on Craigslist. Reason why I did that is because, A, I wanted the scalping experience. I wanted to see if it'd pan out or not. Thankfully, it did. And B, I wanted to sit champions. Obviously, I'd sat legends, but sat champions, had access to the Kettle One Lounge. And I'll tell you, if you can get the champion seats cheap, I believe the floor on StubHub for these is around $180 or maybe $170. If you can get them cheap, to me, it's just as much, if not more, worth it than Legends, because you still get unlimited food, and the food isn't bad. It's more traditional ballpark fare as opposed to your crab legs and lobster tail, but they do have to go sushi and quinoa bowls and hummus bowls and fruit cups and all that stuff. You got private restrooms over in the Kettle One Lounge, and you have one of my new favorite bartenders in the stadium, a guy by the name of Byrd, B-Y-R-D. If you go to the Kettle One Lounge, you see my man Byrd. Tell him what up. Order a drink from Byrd. Tip kindly, please, generously, for Byrd. But yeah, take out sushi, just, you know, your typical California rules. But still, I mean, you're eating sushi at a baseball game, champion seat, which the champion seats are the first couple rows off the field between first base and middle of the outfield on both left and right field, down both of those lines. I was obviously with the Kettle One Lounge right field, so had a nice view of Mr. Judge. And it was Greg Byrd's first game back, too. And I got a new favorite bartender named Byrd. So there you go. Win, win, and win. I was looking for tickets ahead of time. Like I said, I ended up buying them on Craigslist from a scalper. But I did look on StubHub. You know, before the Yankees became now this hot ticket in town, you could wait up to 2 hours prior to a game, and you saw a lot of inventory, you saw a significant drop in tickets, and then you could usually pounce and buy a ticket right at that ticket floor that the Yankees have set with StubHub. You can't do that now, especially for a weekend game, and especially this past weekend with it being a holiday weekend. I mean, I was monitoring tickets, not just for Saturday, but for Monday as well, because I almost went on Memorial Day to go see your boy Justin Verlander shut us out. And if you wait, regardless of how many hours, day of a game now, it's too late. Inventory drops, prices rise, and at that point, you're better off just going to Ticketmaster and buying a pinstripe pass if it's not prorated at a crazy rate. You know, again, they started at, I believe, $15, but for most weekend games, especially a holiday weekend or a big opponent, expect to pay between $30 to $45 for that pinstripe pass. And again, for me at that point, I'm going to try to buy a cheap grandstand seat, and then I'll just go stand in the standing room only area. I won't even go to my seat. But as far as StubHub, and the big question you're wondering, how long should I wait until prices drop? When is the best time? When is the sweet spot? From what I saw this past weekend, and I think this is going to hold true for the rest of the year, you're going to want to wait until about 24 hours before first pitch. And at 24 hours, that's when you're going to see significant price drops. Again, you got to remember with StubHub, there are ticket floors. So you're not going to find people getting crazy desperate. And, you know, you're not, the days of the $3 StubHub ticket are long gone. The days of the $100 legend seat on StubHub are long gone. However, if you're willing to wait it out for those ticket floors, and you can do this, again, it's tough too, because I get, you know, sometimes things come up last second, maybe you're traveling and you're trying to plan far ahead of time. If you can, I would wait up until 24 hours before a first pitch. That's when you're going to see the largest amount of inventory and the lowest prices. And then depending on what your budget is, you can make your purchase and have that StubHub app ready to go and scan into the game. Remember, again, obviously, there is still no print-at-home ticket. And you got to use the app to scan in. If you don't have a hard ticket, you go through Ticketmaster, by the way. You can still get the hard ticket. You can have your ticket left at will call. I've seen now some places, I don't know if they're doing this at the stadium, but they actually charge you for will call, and they'll give you the free e-ticket, which is weird, but some people do it. If you really want the hard ticket, go ahead. But just know with will call, you're probably going to be waiting in line, because you got people there now that have the StubHub ticket issues that are going to be waiting in that line. You have also, sometimes they condense that line with the day of ticket game sales line as well. So you got people buying tickets as well. So your best bet as far as fast entrance into the stadium, go with the e-ticket. And again, too, another tip we gave you last week for the family going for their first time, going with that Yankees universe with that, you know, just the basic membership, it's like $20-$30. You get the fast track entrance. It comes with two free grandstand tickets. Not a bad deal either. All right, wrapping up here on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Thanks for tuning in to episode number 5. If you're headed to Baltimore this weekend, I am jealous of you, first of all. Second of all, as far as buying beer inside the stadium, first, you gotta, like I said, you got to start outside the stadium. You go to Pickles. You go ask for Rob Ninkowski, the bartender. Tell him Ralphie sent you. He's a friend of mine. He will know me. He may even buy you a drink. So that's first and foremost. Their Bloody Marys at Pickles, excellent. $5 beers. $5 beers pretty much everywhere there around Camden at those bars. Got to get a crab cake before you go inside, too. Do the local flavor thing. Throw the Old Bay on there. Away you go. And then you go inside. So a couple years ago, there used to be a bar in left field that was branded for National Bohemian, a.k.a. Natty Bo, a once local Maryland brew that was then bought out by Pabst, and now I believe they make it somewhere else. But anyways, they had a Natty Bo bar, and they would do happy hour during the game, like 2-for-1 beers. I know, especially as a Yankees fan, we're paying like $8-$9 for a beer. What, 2-for-1 beers? Let me tell you, we have taken advantage of that a number of times. It was fantastic. However, they don't even serve, not only is that bar not there anymore, they don't even serve Natty Bo in Camden Yards, which is a travesty because it's such I know it's not brewed locally anymore, but it's still like a local brand. It's such a Baltimore thing. No more Natty Bo there. However, this year, the Orioles have announced that they are selling 12-ounce drafts as cheap as $4. A 20-ounce draft is $8. Do the math. Get 2 12-ounce drafts. And on a final note, if you're looking for somewhere to go in the Baltimore area to celebrate that Yankees victory on the road, well, we got just the spots for you. Lil Phil's dive bar that's got pool and dollar Jello shots. It's a locals bar. They're going to look at you funny if you walk in there with Yankees gear. But if you roll up to the bar, you order a couple dollar Jello shots and some Natty Bows, you'll fit right in with the crowd. I'm speaking from experience. And then there is a restaurant, and it's a little blurry because we had a great time at Lil Phil's. There's a restaurant called One-Eyed Mike's that's within walking distance, outdoor seating, the best lobster mac and cheese you'll have, period. So there are my tips for you on this first weekend in June if you're heading down to Baltimore or if you're heading down at some other point. I'm going to try to get down there at some point this season, so we'll figure it out. And by the way, next weekend and couple weekends, Yankees in City Field, I will be at the Saturday night game, reservations at the Porsche Grill there, a little bougie. So that'll be a fun time. We'll give you some more City Field tips in next week's episode. All right, let's go Yankees down in Baltimore and take it on the Crosstown Rivals as well in about a week or so. Episode number 5, that's a wrap for us. Thank you so much for tuning in, for rating, reviewing, and subscribing. iTunes, Google Play, and of course, PinstripeLanesPodcast.com. This is the Pinstripe Lanes Podcast.